This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Business with Sfiso's Kanjana. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. and Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on Power 98.7.
It is 15 minutes after 6 o'clock, Power Listener. And one of course, the other stories that we said would pick up today is the Capitec financial results. Really, I think an interesting story there. And we're going to be hearing directly from their CEO, Mr. Gerry Fourie, coming from Capitec Bank, of course, to help us make sense around their reflections on the latest readings of their numbers. Gerry, good evening.
Good evening, listeners.
Gerry, the market hasn't responded well to your latest results. How are you guys feeling as a leadership team around the latest results, and which numbers are particularly interesting for you for us to double-click on?
Yeah, I think overall we're quite happy with the results. I think we've grown our client base from 18 million to 19 million clients. We've increased our digital clients that's making use of our digital platforms to 10.8. So 57% of our clients are making use of our digital app and USSD. Then our quality clients has grown to 5.6 million. That is a client that banks with us, has got debit orders, and has got a digital, making use of our digital platforms. We had very strong growth in our insurance products. Funeral, we now have got 2 million clients that has taken out a Capitec funeral policy. Of that is 9 million lives are covered in South Africa. We've got a market share there of 33%. So that is very promising. We're very encouraged with the launch of Live Better in the beginning of the year. We've got now 8.5 million clients that is on the Live Better platform. And then Monday, we launched Capitec Connect on the data space, whereby your data doesn't expire and you buy 1 gig for 45 Rand. The market is plus minus about 85 Rand. So I think Capitec is offering value to the clients on the data space.
But I mean, I think just to stay on that, I guess the last point you're making, the Gerry, on value, right? You guys are still commanding a relatively high PE ratio at this point in time. And I guess maybe, as I was digesting how the market is responding, is that maybe compared to your peers, you're not generating, particularly from a DuPont analysis, comparable performance, particularly also looking at all of the elements that go into your DuPont.
Yeah, if I look at our performance, if you look at the 17%, our average growth in our earnings for the last 5-6 years has been 17-18%. So, this performance is 100% in line with that. And I think one needs to take in consideration, you're sitting with tough economic situations. And to grow with a high figure like 17%, I think it's a very good figure. And I think there's still a lot of potential. How do you optimize that 19 million clients? And how do you actually, I think the big one is actually what is going to happen in the business banking space. We're rebranding in March, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens there.
Yeah. And I mean, I think you guys have been on an interesting, tech skills recruitment drive as well. And, really also embarked on quite an aggressive digital transformation strategy there. Which often can result in a bit of an ROE drag as well, Gerry. How much are you expecting that to continue, I think, to create a bit of a drag? And when do you expect then the turn to come through in terms of unlocking the value from particularly those lines of CapEx and investments?
We've said to the market we are targeting an ROE of 25%, and we've produced now again a 26% ROE. Mm. So I think the ROE of 26% is an exceptionally good performance. So we track everything back to ROE. I think, the skill sets is, as we're sitting here, we're looking for over 900 people to employ, predominantly in the data and tech space. And that's just to make certain that we can deliver on the needs of that 19 million clients. So we will still invest in technology because that's the future. If you look at technology and data, understanding your client, creating real-time value, that's what the client wants.
Sure. And I mean, that Capitec Business Bank, of course, is still growing, albeit from a smaller base, of course. You know, that contributing about 201 million to group earnings at this point in time. But that's also a hotly contested space now. And I guess from a competitive point of view, you know, we're seeing the likes of African Bank making certain moves, that we've seen APSA deepening their moves. And also we're seeing non-alternative competitors coming in through the kind of the telco space, both from an MTN and of Vodacom, Fin Services as well, particularly targeting that business cluster. What are you guys thinking about from a strategy point of view to make sure that you grow that to becoming a meaningful contributor to overall group revenue?
Well, I think the first point, you know, I think it's positive that there's so many competitors in the SME space, because if we can unlock the potential in that SME space and really get that those entrepreneurs to contribute, it will be positive for the South African economy, because I think that is where the growth in South Africa must come to. So we encourage the competition and the focus in that particular area. I think, you know, we haven't launched Capitec Business Banking, so let's see what comes out when we launch in March. But I think, you know, we don't believe in just a credit offer. We believe in a total banking offer. Mm. So we will offer to the clients an end-to-end service. Basically, very much in line what we've done with retail banking, you know, focusing on affordability, accessibility, et cetera, et cetera.
And then that Capitec Connect one is an interesting one, because it is a Capitec partnership, of course, with Cell C. We were chatting just now with Cell C around their recapitalization program and the day one balance sheet, etc. And just the challenges the business is going to go through in, of course, clawing back market share and the work they need to do in terms of those network sites as well. That then potentially also creates a little bit of a customer experience friction on your side. How are you guys thinking about that?
Yeah, we believe there's plenty of opportunities. You know, if I look at our client base, we've got about just over 8 million clients that's buying prepaid. So we've got a big basis of our clients that's buying prepaid on USSD or on the app. And what we're doing here is providing value to themselves by making data affordable and take away the expiry side. So we believe there's a lot of potential in that space.
Yeah, and then just on closing, Kheri, looking at that divvy yield as well, you know, again, I think for me, these are all the things I was just looking at when I was trying to, you know, just look at why investors responding the way they have when some of these numbers do look quite interesting. Your divvy yield is still quite far below your competitors, you know, just over 2% at that point in time. You know, where are you guys thinking around your divvy policy in general, and any reflections again around where your divvy yield is at this point in time?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We get that people were expecting a higher dividend. I think they were a little bit spoiled by February, where we had a special dividend. But our dividend policy has always been that we pay out 50% of our earnings and about 38% in the first half. And the dividend that's been paid up is 100% in line with our dividend policy that the market knows. I think that, you know, there's nothing has changed. There's one thing that Capitec is very serious about is about consistency, because we believe you need to make certain that there's trust in the brand. And the dividend policy is very clear to the market, and we've paid 100% according to that dividend policy.
Sure. And then lastly, on your credit impairments, it is a tough market. How are you guys modeling that to journey, I think, going into the new year?
Yeah, you know, I've said we've cut back. Our credit appetite is now stricter than what we were before, you know, in COVID. I think the $1 million question is this cycle of high interest rates. Interest rates are still is exactly the same level as pre-COVID. So it's not a high cycle. It's what South Africans, what we've always had. But we've got a high inflation, especially on the food side, and you have a very high petrol price, and you're importing at very high prices due to the rand dollar. So how long is that going to continue? You know, all indications is that will normalize in, let's say, mid next year. So it'll be interesting to see how it comes out. We've been conservative. We've cut back. So one will have to monitor it very carefully and react according to it.
Do you guys get a positive endowment effect on rising interest rates? I mean, because also you're a lot more on the unsecured space. How does the endowment effect translate into your balance sheet at this point in time?
No, what is important is if you look at our savings side, we pay at this stage 3.5%. The majority of the banks are at zero or very low interest rates, and they normally keep that. We adjust our interest rates positively when interest rates goes up. So, and the majority of our lending side has been funded from our deposit side. So it's a neutral situation for ourselves.
Sure. A neutral endowment effect for Capitec, of course, as and when interest rates do move up or down. Khairi, thank you very much. And congratulations on the set of numbers that we are seeing. It continues to be a challenging environment, but you guys must continue fighting the good fight. Have a lovely evening.
Thanks a lot.
For our listeners, that was Khairi Fourie, who is the CEO of Capitec Bank, of course, reflecting on the latest financial results. Yeah, the markets were not excited. They punished them on the back end of that. But they don't feel that it was fair, and they're feeling that maybe the market's a bit spoilt at this point in time. Even on the divvy, and in essence, I guess the sense is that they're saying that they've got a winner's curse. But I think there's certainly some interesting pressure points there as well, but some good developments as well coming through that particular business. But yeah, I think those PE ratios are quite high at this point in time in terms of entry for the stock. But depending, of course, what model you're using to analyze the stock. But again, interesting set of results.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.